piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patton.
And we're the Food Guys. We were thinking about cheesecake the other day. It's a very ancient kind of baking, isn't it?
It's very ancient. The oldest recorded cheesecake that I found may be something that was called libum or libum, L-I-B-U-M. Yeah. It's a flat cake or pie described by Cato in a Roman manuscript, De Re Rustica.
Oh, yeah.
In it, he says, crush 2 pounds of cheese, mix with it a pound of rye flour, or in order to render it lighter, throw in merely 1/2 pound of wheat flour and egg. It doesn't sound terribly appetizing to me.
No, I mean, it doesn't.
And then he says, stir, mix, and work this paste. Form of it a cake which you will place on leaves and cook in a tart dish on the hot hearth.
Yeah. He wasn't great for giving you real details about baking.
But what also got me was something more complex that was called the placenta. And that's a cake made with sheep's milk cheese, rye, and wheat flours and honey, slowly cooked in a pan on the hearth over live charcoals. This, according to a 19th century chef Alexis Soyer in the Pantrophion, was the most celebrated of ancient pies, which so delighted mankind and by which the gods even allowed their fury to be appeased.
Well, presumably you could use it as part of an offering.
Yes. Maybe they were just so dumbfounded by it they couldn't do anything else.
Yeah, but by about the 17th century, cheesecakes were quite popular. And
yes.
By that time, they had gotten to be rather like cheesecakes today.
Yes, the original ones were kind of curdy. But what we use today, John, for cheesecake mostly is cream cheese.
Yeah.
And that was apparently invented by the Dutch. Cream cheese is so great because, of course, it's high fat. And it's very smooth textured. You can get full-fat cream cheese. You can get light cream cheese, 1/3 less fat, and then you can get fat-free. Never use the fat-free. There's
too many stabilizers,
and it just does not make a good cake. You need the fat.
I think we've both changed our thinking on this over the last several years. When we originally talked about these kinds of things, we were more enthusiastic about fat-free and reduced-fat products, overlooking what some of the drawbacks to them were.
Cheesecake is a custard. It's important to keep in mind. It's a custard, which means it's got egg, which has protein, and it's got emulsifiers. It's got the cream cheese, for example. And a custard should be cooked at a fairly low temperature.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the protein and the fat in the proper proportions for it to set.
Yeah.
So if you have a fat-free cream cheese, you're not going to get a cheesecake that is going to set correctly. And it's much more easy to overcook a cheesecake made with fat-free cream cheese and even the 1/3 less fat cream cheese than with full-fat cream cheese. And one of the main problems with cheesecake is that when you take it out of the oven and it cools, it develops cracks on top.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know what that's from? That's from overcooking.
Overcooking.
That's bound to happen if you're going to use a lower fat cream cheese.
What about using things like margarine if you're making a crust? The same kind of rule might apply.
I would never use margarine because I don't like the taste of it. I never grew up with margarine.
I didn't either much.
And I love the taste of butter.
We made our own butter.
One of the most famous cheesecakes is Lindy's cheesecake, and it's a classic New York cheesecake.
It is.
It goes back to the 1920s. And this cake is very interesting because you bake it in a springform pan.
Mm-hmm.
It bakes at an incredibly high heat, 525 degrees, for 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
And then the heat is turned down to 200.
200.
And then it bakes at 200 for 1 hour.
Yeah.
When you open the door of the oven, you will see the top of the cheesecake has puffed up. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous dark brown color.
That's right.
The cake is very wobbly. If you pull out the oven rack, it seems like it's really, really liquidy. However, it really is cooked. And this is the mistake a lot of people make. They look into the oven, they see the cake is wobbly. Oh, it's not done yet. And they keep cooking it.
Yeah.
And then you're going to overcook it.
Yeah.
So you pull out the cake and you let it cool to room temperature and then you refrigerate it and then the cake will sink. It's a nice high cake. You need a 3-inch springform pan to make it. And the crust can be a pastry crust, which was the original crust that Lindy himself did. And he actually lined the side of the pan with a crust as well as the bottom. I've also found that just pressing graham cracker crumbs, a mixture of graham cracker crumbs and butter on the bottom of the pan makes for a great crust as well. When you're beating cream cheese, it should be at room temperature.
Yes.
And you should beat it until it's nice and fluffy and lump-free.
Mm-hmm.
What I like to do with my KitchenAid mixer is I use the flat beater to beat it up with the sugar and the flavorings.
Uh-huh.
And then I will switch to the whip attachment as I'm beating in the eggs, just to make sure that everything is nice and smooth and lump-free.
Well, this is a recipe that we're going to make available.
Yes, we will put
on
it on
the website.
Yes, and it'll be Lindy's cheesecake.
This really
luscious cake. It's a fantastic
cake.
Yes.
You'll love it. Mm-hmm. Another thing that you're going to love is listening to The Food Guys. So come back next week for
The Food Guys. Guys.